Discouragement equals disempowerment. I want you to be in a good place, a good state of mind, a thoughtful and a strategic mindset before you just throw out the thing, quit the relationship, quit the job, quit the dream, especially if it's right. You know, if you're in the right place or the right relationship or the right job or the right career or the right industry, the right moment, just because it feels bad doesn't mean you should quit.
Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you. But it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com.
The very first question that I might ask when someone tells me they want to quit something is, I'm going to ask this question. Is this decision you're about to make strategy or discouragement? Meaning, are you thinking about quitting the thing because strategically you've thought through it and it's the right next bold move for you, your family, your career, your future? Or do you just feel discouraged? Right? Is it a logical thing, like you've sequentially thought this decision out, or do you just feel bad right now? Are you just discouraged because you've tried for a while and it's not turning out? Are you discouraged because you got some negative feedback? Are you discouraged because you got some rejected? Are you discouraged because you're disempowered in that relationship or that job or that career? And a place of discouragement
is not the same as empowerment. And we have to be aware of that. But what I want to know at the very beginning of the conversation is just, where are we? Have you been thinking through this? This is the strategic right move for you and your family, your life, your career? Or are we just kind of in a fed up place, a hurt place, a discouraged place? Because some people, they don't need to quit the thing. They need to learn to manage their emotions. That's a very different thing. Because many people, they're in the right thing, but they're lacking that emotional connection or emotional intelligence to deal with the realities of it. I'll give you an example. I don't know who's ever had a hard job before? Like, it was hard and you were failing and you sucked, or maybe you started your own business and the first year, I mean, it was terrible. You felt like a failure the whole time. People are like, why are you doing that? Spending your time there. The neighbor's making fun of you, talking behind your back. And you're like trying to get it going. And you're putting so much into it and it's not happening. It's discouraging. And you go, well, I'll quit this opportunity. I'm just going to quit this effort. I'm going to quit my dream. Well, the reality is there, maybe the dream was strategically the right decision. The opportunity was strategically a good bet. But what happened was, you got emotionally hooked, and your feelings of how you're dealing with that difficulty made you make a decision to throw out the thing, when really, if it was the right thing, you needed to learn to manage your emotions better.
Hey, it's Brandon. I'm jumping in here to tell you about another show on the Growth Day Podcast Network. Yes, both of my shows are on the Growth Day Podcast Network. My show Motivation with Brandon Burchard and Marketing with Brandon Burchard. Those two shows are sponsored by the Growth Day Podcast Network. But we have four other incredible shows that we have launched with. The first show is Straight Up with Trent Shelton. Trent is just an incredible motivational speaker. If you've never seen this guy on stage or listened to his podcast, go subscribe to Straight Up with Trent Shelton. He's got over 12 million fans online. Why? Because he just brings the fire. He's so incredibly passionate. He's so knowledgeable about the struggles we have with our mental health, with our relationships. And like I said, he's just absolutely a beast on stage. When you see Trent bring it, it's so incredible. Well, his podcast is a reflection of that. I mean, Trent's one of those guys charging $50,000 or $100,000 per keynote talk, and you can go access his podcast for free. That absolutely blows my mind. That's why I love podcasting. So go just subscribe to Straight Up with Trent Shelton. It's an incredible show that will keep you inspired. You'll hear about his real life struggles as he's trying to deal with his health, you know, being a former NFL player, an athlete when he gets injured, or how he's trying to build his business, or how he's trying to maintain positive relationship in his life, where as a creator, you know, so many people are judgmental. He's an incredible force in this world, a great friend, and somebody I know you'll learn a lot from. I just love his episodes. So go to Straight Up with Trent Shelton and subscribe today. Hey gang, it's Brendan. I'm gonna change gears real quick and talk about another show here on the Growth Day Podcast Network, Lori Harder. Her show is called Earn Your Happy. This is a monster podcast if you've never heard of it before. Earn Your Happy is all about Lori talking with people and sharing her own journey of being an entrepreneur and trying to find happiness in life. And I love her phrase, earn your happy. You know, if you've ever heard me tell my car accident story, I felt like at that moment, I got life's golden ticket, that second chance. But I also felt like this feeling that I had to earn it, to earn that second chance. So when I got to know Lori and she told me her show was called Earn Your Happy, I was like, oh, it's one of my favorite words in the English language, earn. To earn the gifts we've been given, to earn the life that we want, to work for it, to strive for it. I just love it. And Lori is like, listening to her episodes, I told her the other day, I was like, it's kind of like listening to a best friend talk about, you know, their ambitions and what they're trying to do.
And she's such a great interviewer as well, by the way, that I think you're going to get new perspectives about life. You'll laugh a lot, you'll be motivated, and you'll learn from somebody who's out there actually doing the work, building a great business and life and family. Go subscribe to Lori Harder's podcast. It's called Earn Your Happy. You can subscribe anywhere you're listening, including right now on this platform. So please go subscribe to Lori Harder's Earn Your Happy podcast.
In every relationship, there's going to be a time when it feels bad. In every new startup, every new entrepreneurial idea, every company, there'll be times when it just feels bad. That's life. The strategic mind has to say, okay, even though this feels bad, if I'm in the right place, can I learn to honor the struggle? Can I learn to turn that discouragement into curiosity or even interest? Can I learn to take that disempowering feeling and find a way to bring joy into this thing that right now kind of sucks? You know, I remember, and this applies at the most simplistic levels in our lives. It really does. How discouragement allows us to quit things. I'll give an example. Have any of you ever applied for a mortgage? Anyone ever gone through? How about any entrepreneurs? If you've been an entrepreneur and applied, if you're an entrepreneur and you've applied for a mortgage, that is a particular kind of hell. You know, that is they don't believe in you. They don't trust your income. You might earn more than your neighbor. They don't believe you. It's an awful process. I've been through it multiple times in my life. And every time I'm like, after the fifth call or the millionth request of a document that's stupid, I get discouraged. I get angry. I get fed up with it. I go, I'm out. Well, it's right for me to keep trying to get that mortgage for us to get the house. That's a strategic right decision. We chose the city. We chose the house. But I get discouraged in the process. And I'm like, screw this. And I want to quit. And Denise, my wife, she's always like, it's just paperwork. We'll get through it. Let me help you with it. Or let's do this. And she'll save the day. Because for me, paperwork is a lot of pain. So you see how that's so small as an example? Such a small, simple thing. You quit things that are just paperwork things to get you towards your dreams. Think about that. Think about how many times you've just thought, I don't want to fill out this loan application. I don't want to have to reach out to them. What you do is you get discouraged, frustrated, or fed up with the process. And that emotional thing has you quit the thing that is required to get the strategic good outcome. And as soon as you realize that, like, whoa, I'm just giving up. I'm giving up on the right thing because I feel the wrong way. You really got to get your head around this one. Like, this is a major decision, right, in your life. You want to be thoughtful and strategic and intentional about it, not impulsive or acting from discouragement. Now, I know therapists on the line who's, Brendan, oh my God, you're such a terrible coach. Don't you realize that people, you know, should listen to that discouragement? I'm like, oh yeah, absolutely. I just don't want you to live there or make all your decisions from that place. You can listen to discouragement. You can feel fed up. Notice I'm not taking away the emotion. The whole goal is here, where are we coming from? When people first propose quitting a marriage, a relationship, a job, an opportunity, their first proposal of, this is stupid, I'm gonna quit, is impulsive, not strategic. And I, again, as a coach, when they first throw it at me, I wanna know where they're at.
Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I wanna jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight. Because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules? Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com. Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple of years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins, they've been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post, I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio, so can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so.